Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russia weighs next move.
Putin is ready to invade Ukraine.
The cost of global fears.
The gas prices are through the roof.
On the ice, under a cloud.
One of the most anticipated skating performances in recent Olympic history.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, U.S. officials say some Russian forces near Ukraine are in possible attack positions. Military moves stepped up, but Moscow insists diplomatic avenues remain open. CBS's Charlie Daggett begins our coverage from Lviv, Ukraine.
In an overt show of force, troops have stepped up military drills in the region. A U.S. official tells CBS News that Russia has now moved rocket launchers and long-range artillery into firing positions. New satellite images show ground troops moving from staging areas toward combat positions and newly deployed bombers. And yet the Russian Ministry of Defense saying troops are being withdrawn after the conclusion of some military exercises. Amid the uncertainty, American IT executive Heath Morrison decided to move his family here from Kyiv.
I worry a lot for Ukraine. I don't worry for my personal safety.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where officials believe Ukraine is now inside a window for a possible Russian attack.
It could begin this week.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the door to diplomacy remains open as the West urges Russia not to strike.
Taking innocent lives for a bloody war will only weaken the country, not strengthen it.
And as we hear from CBS's Errol Barnett, there are concerns if there is an invasion, energy prices will shoot higher.
AAA says that the national average price for a gallon of gas has climbed to $3.49 in the past week. That's 19 cents more than a month ago and nearly a dollar more than a year ago. Now, the main cause of this recent jump is the high cost of crude oil. And Russia produces more than one-tenth of the world's oil supply. So, of course, any military action by Russia in Ukraine could send the price of oil well over $100 per barrel.
In Canada, CBS's Chris Mavridis tells us Prime Minister Trudeau has invoked sweeping powers to try to get the upper hand on protesting truckers.
The emergency measures allow the suspension of some civil rights like public assembly and travel, but that likely won't be enforced. It means bank accounts and money from crowdfunding campaigns can be frozen or seized without a court order, and trucking companies participating will have their insurance suspended. Once Parliament gives it the go-ahead, the powers are good for 30 days and can even be used to order tow truck companies to clear the roadblocks, whether they want to or not.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic confirms he's not vaccinated and tells the BBC he'll skip the three remaining Grand Slam tournaments this year if vaccine mandates are in place for them.
Are you prepared to forego the chance to be the greatest player that ever picked up a racket because you feel so strongly about this jab?
Yes.
Why?
Because the principles of decision-making on my body are more important than any title.
CBS's Steve Futterman is at the Winter Games, where the big story is 15-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva, who failed a drug test but is competing.
Inside the arena here, there is an air of anticipation. The 15-year-old Russian skater will face a kind of pressure she has never faced before. Perhaps feeling that pressure earlier today, Valieva fell twice during her final practice. There has never been anything quite like this.
It is unprecedented for an athlete to compete
heat after the announcement of a positive doping test.
Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
For this reason, it is easy to understand why some of the other skaters would feel uncomfortable seeing Kamila Valieva on the ice.
And some of those in the world of figure skating are speaking out. 1988 Olympic silver medalist Elizabeth Manley in a social media post says the Olympics have turned into who's the best at cheating. And it will be interesting to see what the reaction is here when Valieva takes the ice. Meanwhile, in other action today, Michaela Schifrin finished 18th in the women's downhill. The U.S. did pick up a bronze medal in speed skating men's team pursuit. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A longtime Trump Organization accounting firm has cut ties to the company and to the former president, saying its financial statements should no longer be relied upon. The information in a court filing after New York's attorney general said the firm regularly misstated the value of assets. As a New York jury continues deliberations, a judge says he'll dismiss the libel lawsuit Sarah Palin brought against the New York Times.
This is a jury trial, so whatever happened in there kind of usurps the system that I believe we're used to and we respect.
The judge says Palin failed to show the paper acted out of malice in an editorial linking campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The former Alaska governor is likely to appeal. In Louisville, Democrat Craig Greenberg is running for mayor. He was at his campaign office yesterday.
A man walked into our office. He pulled out a gun, aimed directly at me, and began shooting.
Greenberg says one bullet grazed his sweater, but no one was physically hurt. Police say it appears the suspect acted alone, and the motive is under investigation. One body's been found after a small plane with eight people on board crashed yesterday into the ocean off North Carolina's Outer Banks. Sheriff Asa Buck.
We have three separate debris fields now, and crews have been out searching those areas. We have no indication that anyone survived the crash.
Reports say a Spanish fishing vessel has gone down off Canada's Newfoundland. 21 people are missing. Now to Louisiana, where a man is free on his 17th bid to get his conviction overturned.
You're free, brother. You're free.
Vincent Simmons is going to celebrate his 70th birthday this week as a free man after spending more than 40 years behind bars for a crime he says he did not commit.
How do you feel?
Amazing. I feel good.
A Louisiana judge vacated Simmons' 1977 conviction for the attempted aggravated rape of twin sisters Karen and Sharon Sanders. He said that Simmons did not get a fair trial, citing evidence that may have been kept from his original attorneys, some of it casting doubt on the sisters' story.
I've been raising this for 28 years when I received it.
David Begno, CBS News, Marksville, Louisiana.
The U.S. has asked Honduras to arrest and extradite former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. He's been accused of corruption and could be linked to a drug trafficking case. Mexico's president says a U.S. decision to temporarily suspend avocado imports is part of a conspiracy against his country. Washington made the move after a threat against a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Los Angeles continues to celebrate the Rams' win in Super Bowl 56.
The city's building a temporary display over the Hollywood sign, transforming the L.A. landmark to read Rams House.
Who's house?
Rams House!
Who's house?
Rams House!
The sign will be up for most of the week as the city and team celebrate their historic win. A victory parade is also set for tomorrow. It'll be the first championship celebration since the pandemic started, despite the Dodgers and Lakers both winning titles. It's also the first Super Bowl win for the Rams in Los Angeles. The team won in St. Louis back in 2000. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Hudson, Ohio, Craig Schubert has resigned as mayor after he and his city were mocked over something he said. At a city council meeting about ice fishing on a lake, he suggested shanties set up for warmth could be used for prostitution. Schubert says it was nothing more than a bad attempt at humor. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.